It was a stag night out in Dublin. I had drunk a bit too well. I got picked up by the bloody guards and threw into a cell. They said we need a bloke like you, with neither brains nor fear. For the Irish Secret Service needs a suicide volunteer. I was somewhat reluctant, for it seemed a wee bit naff, but the bottle of Jameson in me volunteered on my behalf. I was rushed to a secret block of flats, in a car boot big and swift. I think it was in Ballymun. There was horse dung in the lift. The office was a bit run down, with a photo of Andy Kenny. The secretary was a fat old doll, called Mrs. Hasn't a Penny. She said the boss is waiting. This assignment will be tricky. We just refer to him as M, because his name is actually Mickey. He turned me straight, the country's couped. We're down to our last duds. Now the bloody Russian mafia are stealing all our spuds. It's run by the Overenko twins, Tamara and Yuri Toe. They're just known by their initials, T-A-Y-T-O. Their hideout is an ancient castle, as scary as can be. Says I, in Transylvania. Says he, no, in Tandragee. They're making crisps and fancy stuff against our Irish ways. You couldn't get a plate of champ for love nor cash these days. We sent in our greatest agent, of whom we're very fond. Agent 006 and a half. He's almost as good as James Bond. He went undercover 3 weeks ago, disguised in a milkman kit. We haven't heard a dicky bird, so we fear he's in deep trouble. Equipment is in short supply since the Celtic Tiger died. But talk to Q. He'll fix you up where the best can be supplied. Well, it took me to the basement to meet this skinny geek. He says, too bad. Our Datsun Sunny's up for its test this week. I can give you a GT donkey and cart. It's better than having to walk. It's not allowed on the M1, so you'll have to go through Dundalk. This hedgehog is your turbocharger, never known to fail. In case of real emergency, just shove it under the donkey's tail. It also has an ejection seat. Just poke the donkey's bum. It'll kick you and the bloody cart from here to kingdom come. Come here and pick yourself a pen. I says, will it kill on sight? He says, no, but if you're lucky, you might get one that'll write. He handed me a special watch, saying, treat this as your own. It automatically goes 2 hours late if you have a meeting in Tyrone. Well, I made it up to Tandragee and broke into their secret lair. Agent 006 and a half was tied down to the big conveyor. Yuri was feeding him very slowly into the crisp machine. His evil laugh was echoing across that dreadful scene. Tamara shouted, die, you fool! How you do it, I'm not fussy. As she sat there in her big armchair, stroking her huge hairy cat. I jumped in and yelled, you can't do that without a trace of fear. This is a food preparation area. You can't have a cat in here. She recoiled and shrieked in horror, for I knew she had forgot. If the health inspectors came, they'd be closed down like a shot. The Tato twins, they disappeared, while the roof came tumbling down with gratuitous explosions and dead bodies flying round. Too late for 006 and a half. The machine could not be halted. His legs are cheese and onion now. And his arse is ready salted. as I staggered from the wreckage with a pounding at my heart. I rose with Tralee contestant, roared up in the donkey and cart. As we drove off into the sunset, side by side, a perfect match, she whispered, "Q has sent me. Let me help you off with that watch." She drove me to a tiny cottage with roses round the door. Then I just fell out of bed and woke up on a cold cell floor. Thank you.